Okay, so I'll do a little bit about Hanukkah. So I don't know, we don't have such luck. I mean, the Chama buys our Neros Hanukkah now, and you know, today who pours shemen anymore? Everything is ready made, right? What do you call
it? Pre-packaged.
Pre-packaged. Everything is pre-packaged. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we had beautiful Neros. But a number of times that they go out. They just go out, and it's very frustrating. So what taka is the halacha? So, you know, we pass in cups or eino zakuk lo. If I set up everything the right way, lechatchila, I light the candle, and I don't know, all of a sudden there's a very strong wind gust. Someone happened to open the door on the other side of the house, and it blows out the Ner Chanukah, kafsa eino zakuk lo mikar din, I do not have to relight it. Okay, the minhag is we relight it, but mikar din, I do not have to relight it. So, Mechaber says in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, v'im nasan ba yoser, that means if you put in more shemen that you need for the mitzvah, whatever it is, if it's 30 minutes that you need, so you put in 45 minutes worth of shemen, yachol l'chabosa li'acha she'avra zeh hazman. After 30 minutes, you can literally, b'yodayim, you can extinguish that flame. V'chein yachol l'shtamish l'ora la'acha zeh hazman. Or alternatively, for the 30 minutes, whatever the exact man mitzvah is determined to be, it's also l'shtamish l'ora, that's the din of Ner Chanukah. But after that time, that the same Ner is still burning, you'll be mutter l'shtamish l'ora. Yeah. Right.
The shamas used to use a licht in the
candle
and the rest of the oil. The oil lasts like a longer time, 2 hours, whatever. Usually the candles don't last more than half an hour now, much. So there's no problem because shamas is supposed to be so engaged, but you look near it, the shamas is supposed to protect you.
After it's mutter l'shtamesh l'ora.
The shamas goes out, the mutter l'shtamesh anyway. So even if the oil is still burning for the next 2 hours, it doesn't make. And I could never understand why would they make at the same time it should last as long the shamans as the others.
Well, so the shaman probably cost money, right? So they didn't, you know, limb mitzvah. There's a hidur mitzvah with shaman. For the shamash, there's no hidur mitzvah to use shaman, so they want to save money. But your question is, they want to save money, but make a bigger wax candle. So maybe that's part of the answer.
That's what I never understood.
Okay.
Okay.
So the Mishnah Brura begins to try to explain why this would be such, why the din would be as the Mechaber just explained it. Namely, that after this man shir, either yachal l'chabosa or mutar l'shtamesh l'ora. So the Mishnah Brura says, why is it yachal l'chabosa? She'eino makse ha-shemen. Rak mashet tzorech l'shir chatzi shah l'mitzvaso. What does the Mishnah Brura introduce? He's introducing all of a sudden a din here that the Mechaber didn't mention. Muktzah. Okay? So in other words, for the Mishnah Brura, why is there an isur, let's say, what would be the problem after chatzi shah? What would you think? Why can't I use it? Why can't I use it? What is
science.
The... What?
Science.
Okay, leave that aside. You know, Mara, that's not me, Ikur Hadin, and that's gonna, they're gonna point that out, that because of Mara Sayan, there should be some concern. No, but me, Ikur Hadin, you
use it for some Kedusha already.
And then what?
It out, so to use it for something less, that's my idea.
Okay, so what, well, you're using the word Kedusha. I didn't see the word Kedusha anywhere by Neros Chanukah. I was, what does makzah mean? It's mitzvah. So makzah, what does mukzah mean? I set it aside. This shemen is shemen shalchol. There was no klisharis to be makadish to shemen. This is not Shemen Shel Kodesh. I use it's Shemen Shel Mitzvah. But how does it become Shemen Shel Mitzvah? It becomes Shemen Shel Mitzvah when I'm makta it. Okay? So I set it aside. So the thinking here is, I set aside, even though I pour in, you know, I don't have an exact measurement in the menorah, so I poured in 45 minutes worth of shemen. What was I makta lemitzvaso? And hence, what was asur leshtamesh la'ora? Or was even asur bahana? Whatever I was makta lemitzvaso. So I was makta lemitzvaso, the chatzi shah quantity of shemen. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. But the any amount after the 30 minutes was never hooked to lemitzvaso. Never hooked to lemitzvaso. So if it's not hooked to lemitzvaso, obviously I can use muta l'shtamish l'ora, or again, alternatively, I can be mechaber at that point.
Sounds like you have to have an act or have it in your mind that I only want to have this for that's what the lashon sounds like.
Right, so we'll have to see. Hold on one second. Do I have to be makter b'peh, b'machshava? What if I just stam put it in? What amount of the shemen becomes huktzel
mitzvaso? Pouring it in, that's it.
But if that's it, then the mechaber's din doesn't make sense. Then why after 30 minutes can I extinguish it?
But
you just told me that when I pour it in, I makta whatever I pour in. So according to you, and we'll see that some agree with you, if I poured it in, then it's all hooked to mitzvah. Right. So, but then the din here of after 30 minutes being muta l'chabosa doesn't make sense.
So if the narrows last for more than half an hour, after the first half hour, you can use the
muta l'chabosa. You can muta l'shtamish l'ora. That's what the mechaber said. The Mishnah Berurah starts out by telling us because I was not makta more than 30 minutes worth. So at this point, it doesn't matter what I poured in. I was makta only what I need for the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah continues, "V'alkei mutar l'chaboso v'lehanos mimeno," and that's why the two dinim flow from there. Mikol makom hiskimu kama achronim delechadchila tov lahasnos she'eino makta shemen elo l'shir hadlaka. Okay, that for the mechaber's din really to be triggered, namely that muto lehanos ola chaboso after 30 minutes, I should really say that I'm only makta what I pour in, what I need for the shear of mitzvah. Make a tanai, condition. I make a condition. Right, tov lahasnos she'eino. I make a tanai. I'm only makta. I'm not makta everything that I pour in. I makta what I need for the shear of mitzvah of chatzi shah. Mishum de yesh min aposkim shesovrim de im nasan bestam hiktzol mitzvasa hakol. So there's some poskim with taka say that if I don't condition it when I pour it in, if I pour in 2 hours worth, the 2 hours becomes hiktzol mitzvaso. So in order to take all of that into account, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, if you really want to be able to quote qualify for the mechaber's din, that after 30 minutes you can be have hana, you can be mechaber, then you should have in mind I'm only makzeh what I need for the din.
So now these prepackaged ones that last for 2 hours, we would say that we can't.
So I don't know what to say. A svara. Is it? Can you say a svara? You're right. I take a prepackaged thing, I put it down.
Tonight.
And I say, and I have a tanai. I'm only makta what I need for the shear.
Right. I'm going to use the same.
Why is that? And you want to say that it's different than pouring in? I pour in the same amount, but then I'm makta only 30 minutes worth. So when I pour in the same amount, there I can be makta only 30 minutes worth. But if I take the entire thing and put it in, that's different. I see that svara. You know, taking the entire prepackaged, you know, and putting it in is different than just pouring in shemen, where I don't have an exact measurement of it. So I don't know. To me, it makes sense to say that with the prepackage, it's all hooked to the mitzvaso, and it would be a big nafkamina. Maybe the din of the mechaber wouldn't hold with the prepackage. Okay? But that's you know, you have to discuss a little bit more what the prepackage means. But, you know, to me, at first glance, that's what it does mean. Prepackage means, my gosh, not only am I putting it in here in mind to use it for the mitzvah, I buy it to use it for the mitzvah. Nobody uses these prepackaged to fry the latkes, you know?
Now, so if you hook the for the shear,
yeah.
Okay? And then let's say it goes out, you don't have to relight it, because then you're already yotze.
Well, even within the 30 minutes it goes out, because tofsa eino zakuk lo.
And then you have this war that's left over, so you can use it for the next
good,
day.
Good. Hold on, both of you, you asked two questions there. Did you mean to ask two? What if it, after 20 minutes, the wind blows it out? So we said, kofsa eino zakuk lo, I have another 10 minutes of shemen in there. Does the mechaber's din apply to that? That's already a different question. L'chora, the mechaber's din does not apply to that. Okay? Because that was really hooked to the mitzvaso, the other 10 minutes. All right? That's not like the time beyond the chatzi shah. And the second thing is, can I use it now for the next day? So hold on. That will get to what we really want to talk about tonight. I just want to, Stephen's point is mentioned in the next Mishnah Brura. Mutu l'shtamish l'ora. So again, me'ikar hadin, what did we say? After 30 minutes, I can now sit down and learn by the light of the Neros Hanukkah after the 30 minutes. So Mishnah Brura says, v'yesh machmirin, sheba'ot sh'aneros dolkin ein l'shtamish l'ora mishum haroa, shelo yeda l'chalik b'ing toksman shiro li'achaz ha'azman. So I'm sitting down, it's already an hour after the mitzvah, and I'm sitting and I'm learning by the Neros Hanukkah, and you walk into my house and you see me sitting and learning by the Neros Hanukkah. The person who comes in, the roeh, he's not going to know what happened before. He's not going to realize that his man mitzvah was over. So lemaisa, we're machmir, not to be, it's marisayer, not to be mishtamish laora, but ochehim dolkin. You know, unless there's a clear indication that the mitzvah has been fulfilled. Okay. Here we get, though, to the unique din. Okay, we're the seventh night of Hanukkah, and tomorrow night and the eighth day is Zos Hanukkah, right? There's a big difference between the last day, between tomorrow night, and all the days prior to that. So in the few simonim afterwards, in Tuf Resh Ayin Zayin Sif Dalet, Machaber says as follows: Hanosar biyom hashmini min hashemen hatzarech l'shir hadlaka osa lo madura v'sarfo b'fnei atzmo. Whatever is left over on the eighth day, Hatzorich l'shir hadlaka, l'chora, and was needed for the shir of hadlaka. So let's say it went out after 20 minutes on the eighth night, right? So the leftover, what do you do with the leftover now? Let's say it was the seventh night. Let's say. Let's say tonight. After 20 minutes, the wind blew it out, or like I told you, my things went out. So what do I do with the 10 minutes that's left there? What do I do with the 10 minutes? There's only a total of 30 minutes of shemen. So what do I do? Lamaisa, what do I do with it? I use it for tomorrow night. Right? I use it for the eighth day. But on the eighth day, I have a unique problem. After 20 minutes went out, I have 10 minutes that's left there, that went out, what do I do with that shemen? That was clearly huktza lemitzvaso. So the Mechaber says, v'sarfa b'fnei atzmo. So you have to burn it. Sharei huktza lemitzvaso. Because this was huktza lemitzvaso. Where does this din come from? So if you look in the Be'er HaGolah, of course, they quote the Rosh, as quoting the She'iltos. The She'iltos is Rav Chai Gaon from the Gaonim, and Rav Rav Achai, not Rav Haigon, Rav Achai Gon, says as follows. Im kofsav ahosir shamna, mosif olav yom sheni. But on the first night, it went out, and the understanding here is it went out within the sheer man hadlaka, and it was left over. So kofsa eno zakukla, so I don't have to relight it, but what I do with the shemen, mosif olav yom sheni, umadliko. So on the second night, you add more, and you're going to end up using it lemitzvah.
It didn't last for half an hour.
So again, the right. Din is kafsa enozakukla. I put in enough shemen for 30 minutes, and I set everything up. And then there was an onus. Somebody opened the door, and there happened to have been a tremendous gust of wind that came in just then.
Lo shafiyah.
Lo shafiyah.
And they blow out.
Shafiyah has it been by sukkah.
They blow out. You're not being the furnace.
So the din is kafsa, without learning that now, but the din is kafsa enozakukla. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. Okay? Is it hadlaka osa mitzvah? Hanaka osa mitzvah. By Neris Hanukkah, we paskan hadlaka osa mitzvah. But again, my obligation, me ikar hadin, is to set up the parameters so that pirsum hanes can take place.
Once you light it,
I'm off the hook. Hadlaka osa mitzvah and kafsa enozakukla. Okay? So that's the Hekatim Tzeh. So what do you do? And Yom Sheni, Mosif Vidliko. Vim Hosili Yom Sheni. What if the same thing happens to Yom Sheni? Mosif Yom Shlishu Umadliko. Vechein Shar Hayamim. Hosili Yom Shmini. Ose Madura Umadliko Befnei Atzma. The Kaven the Hukza Le Mitzvah. Also Le Histapek Mimeno. You see straight here, the Mechaber gets.
Spill it out into the garbage or nothing gets to be burned.
That's what the Mechaber bases it on the She'iltos. So Alvi already anticipated what the Meiri says. So what's your problem?
Tashmishay mitzvah.
So Rachmana Litzlan, what happens? So I'll ask you two questions. Atzei Sukkah and even Noye Sukkah are asur and kol shiva, right? They're, quote, muktza. And we talked about it. What does it mean, the Noye Sukkah, you can't move them? Like you can't move a hammer on Shabbos? It's Muktza? Disa B'Tiltel? No, when we say Muktza by Noye Sukkah or Atzei Sukkah, it means you can't use it for any other purpose. Nothing wrong with if you have to move the Noye Sukkah or something. They're not Muktza the way we say Muktza on Shabbos. They're Muktza for the purpose. Okay? They can be used only for Noye Sukkah. You can't use it. All of a sudden, you're hot in the sukkah. You take one of the decorations to fan yourself. No, that you can't do. It's hooked to limits also. But after the 7 days in Eretz Yisrael, forget about Shemini Atzeres and Chutzlar, just Sveika or Yudayoma. In Eretz Yisrael, on the seventh day, are these things mukta anymore? Nigmar mitzvason, right? And quite frankly, if you want to get, what do you do with the schach? You want to get rid of it? What do you do with the schach? What's the din?
Nizrokin.
So we paskin, it's nizrokin, you discard it, but not ayadei bizui. I don't take the bamboo sticks and give it to the garbage man. But I can give it to the recycling plant, for example. I can put them in the forest, okay? But the tashmishay mitzvah nizrokin. So what's the shemen of the Neiros Chanukah? By the way, Tashmishei Kedusha, say for Torah Shabbala, Tefillin, that's not Nizrakim. That's Nikbarin usually. Chametz, you know, something that's also Bahana, will be Nisrafim maybe. With that Mishnah again, we'll give you all the in the Ilah. The famous Mishnah there with all what's Nisrafim, what's Nikbarim, and so on. So what's the shemen of Neiros Chanukah? It's Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Mitzvah is Nizrakim. Why is the shemen of Neiros Chanukah any different than the lulav or the Atzei Sukkah after Sukkot? Okay, that's what the Meiri asks on this Shiltos. Okay, he doesn't understand the whole Shiltos. Alright, you know, we asked the question. I want to go another Mahalik, but first, while we have this, let's just explain why this is different than other normal Tashmishei mitzvah. So let me, there's an interesting Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos. So Tosfos there. Not quite. Let me see if I find it. There are a few Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos is Mechalik between Neros Shabbos and Neros Chanukah. Because on Neros Shabbos, what's the din? Once the Neros Shabbos are finished, the shemen, I mean, obviously not on Shabbos, you can use them. You can use them.
Yeah. Why they only use them? Shabbos,
No, Shabbos, again, let's say I have shemen left over. I have shemen left over.
But Shabbos itself, you could use the shemen.
Oh, you mean use it for?
That's the
what am I going to use it for?
Need the light for lighting.
No, but once the light goes, while the shemen is burning, it's burning. I can't do it. But the light goes out. The nair goes.
The shemen itself was never.
It was this leftover shemen.
Yeah, but that's not the mitzvah.
What's the difference?
The purpose of that.
Okay, so what's second? Let's just ask the question before you give a chiluk. So the din is Motzoi Shabbos after Havdalah. If the shemen left over from the Neros Shabbos, I use it for anything I want. So what? And here on Neros Chanukah, I have whole din Osel Madura v'Sol from Bifnei Yatzvo Mishum Shehuk Tzolim Mitzvaso. So what's the chiluk?
Because he is also the Shtamish boy. The Chanukah and Shabbos is the opposite. You use it to light.
That's correct, but you have to go another step. And therefore what? Therefore what? Why is the Neros Chanukah the Nosar Uktala Mitzvaso, but on Shabbos it's not? Why on Shabbos is the leftover not Uktala Mitzvaso? Because the Tosfos gives a Svara, he continues what you started to say. Because Neros Chanukah, because it's Asa L'shtamish L'ora, the reason I'm lighting this is for the mitzvah. So in other words, it's for the mitzvah. I want I'm not looking for this shemen on Neros Chanukah to extinguish. In fact, tonight I told you about all the problems we've been having with the little things. Tonight it burned so beautifully. Every time I walked past it, then I said to Nechama, "Come and take a look at the menorah. It looks so beautiful." That's the pshat. You're burning it lemitzvah. You don't. It's eino yoshev umetzape sheyichpe. The lashon of Tosfos. I'm not sitting there waiting for the Neros Chanukah to go out. The Pesumin Nisa. I want it to burn. I want it to burn. So therefore, the shemen that's in there, okay, is the shemen that's in there is like hukta lemitzvaso, to the degree that. To the degree that it's like b'shas chiyuva. It's like it, even though it's after the 30 minutes, mm-hmm. because I want it to keep burning because of the persumei nisa, it's not tashmishei mitzvah. Tashmishei mitzvah implies what? That the mitzvah is over. The mitzvah is not over here because I want the mitzvah to continue as long as possible.
Mitzvah is over once there's no hadlaka. You just said hadlaka is a mitzvah.
No, so, but Tosfos is giving that where this whole chumra comes from is again that even though it's past 30 minutes or even if it's the 20th minute, the point is in the 20th minute, I'm looking for this to continue burning. That's the point. So it rises to a different level than just mitzvah, and that's why there's an isur hanah there. That's what Tosfos is trying to say. Because I want it to keep burning, so again, it rises to a different level than the Neros Shabbos. The Neros Shabbos, quite frankly, I finish my meal. You know, we don't appreciate it today because we're not dependent on the lights of the Ner of Shabbos. But, you know, the way it was throughout history, I'm dependent on the Ner of Shabbos at my Suda, right? Once every few years we have a blackout, and, you know, then if it comes, we had on a Friday night, and then if the Ner of Shabbos go out, you're in big trouble. But once I finish my Suda, I want the Ner of Shabbos to go. I'm leaving the dining room. I don't want the Ner of Shabbos to keep going. Why? Shemen costs money. I don't need the Shemen to burn right now. And again, and that's the contrast to the Neros Hanukkah. Okay, so that's what we're saying in that answer is, it's an answer to your question and the Meiri's question, that the Shemen of Neros Hanukkah is different than other Tashmishei Mitzvah. Okay?
But when it comes to
want it to end. That's the point.
When it comes to Neros Hanukkah, I know there's a machlokas. What is Neros, not Neros Hanukkah, Neros Shabbos, whether it's part of Oneg Shabbos, or whether it's Kavod Shabbos.
So what would be the Nafka Mina here? So.
No, I'm just saying that there the mitzvah goes on, you know, all day. There's Kavod Shabbos all the time. There's no time limit.
But it's only in the use that I get out of it. It's not the mitzvah part of it. Once I finish the use of the Neros Shabbos, like I'm finished in the dining room, I'm going upstairs now, why do I, what Kavod Shabbos, what Oneg Shabbos is there?
But couldn't you say the same thing for Hanukkah?
But I'm leaving the room, I'm going upstairs.
But couldn't you say the same thing about Neros Hanukkah? I mean, you're not constantly looking at it at that point, after 30 minutes.
I mean,
leave the room.
But again, but you see, that's the thing. I want to see them. You follow? It's almost like what I said to you tonight.
Now, why do you want to see that more than you want to see the Shabbos Neros?
Oh, because one is utilitarian, and one is presuming Nisa. That's exactly the point. One is
if you're saying that the Shabbos and Neros are just utilitarian,
Those are keyboards. No, in fact, that's the whole. You know, where do you light in the hotel and so on? If there's no utility to it, it might even be a bracha levatala. That's why, you know, if your wives are lighting in a hotel or even downstairs, if there's a simcha, you know, you have a whole bunch. So let her stand there for 2 minutes and whatever, say a kapitel tehillim, say l'chadodi, make use of them. The whole purpose of Neros Shabbos is utilitarian, as opposed to Neros Hanukkah.
Yep.
So every time I walk by the room, I look at it and you get a good feeling. Okay, so that's one answer. The Rav went in a different direction. And this is based on a run we did many years ago. I don't know if you remember that Neros Hanukkah, we say it at the end of Neros Halalu. What do you say? Neros Halalu. Anachnu Madli Kim, and we end up what? Neros Halalu Kodesh Heim ve'ein lanu Rishus lehishtamesh v'hem. What do you mean Neros Halalu? El Rosam Avad. What do you mean Neros Halalu Kodesh Heim? Kodesh, where's the word Kodesh? So the Ran has a whole long thing on this, under Asa L'shtamish L'ora. And there is, you know, Neros Hanukkah, after all, are patterned to a certain degree after the Neros of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though the candelabra in the Mikdash was 7 Kanim and ours is 8 Kanim, but after all, it is related to the Nes that happened to the menorah. So all of a sudden, you see in the menorah, we're talking about Klei Kodesh, the shemen that's used in the Mikdash, it's Kodesh, b'chli shareis, okay? So there is an element of Kedusha by Neros Hanukkah. So that, the Rav explained, would be an answer to the Meiri's question and your question, Tashmishei Mitzvah and Nezrakim, what kind of a din is this? You're right. This din is based on the idea that Neros Hanukkah, here's another example, when Neros Hanukkah go beyond just Tashmishei Mitzvah. So we gave two answers. When Neros Hanukkah go beyond Tashmishei Mitzvah, they are patterned after the menorah and the Mikdash, so there's an element of Kadosh, of Kedusha, or the nature of the Mitzvah is such that it's different than Tashmishei Mitzvah. By Shabbos, by Neros Shabbos, it's Yoshev u'metzapa sheyichbe. Okay, if I'm finished with them, there's no more utility to them, I don't want to waste Shemen, okay? On the other hand, Neros Hanukkah, you want them to burn. Okay, so that was sidetracked. But let's come back here and understand this din, though. just in a few minutes. Okay, so the Mechaber again says that in the eighth day we have a din of the shemen, the hanosim in hashemen, also in madura, the sarfa neshehuktzah lemitzvah. So okay, so everybody asks, and again, the marker for this is the She'iltos. The Rif comes a little bit after the She'iltos. The Rif basically is the marker for the din that we said in Tafrei Shayin Beis. And the Rif says that Hoysa Dolekis V'Holekis Ad Hashir Hazer. This is going on the Gemara there, Ad Shetichla Regal El Hashuk. That's the Shir for Neiros Chanukah, right? That's where we get our 30 minutes from. Even though, of course, you know, we say today it's a lot more than 30 minutes because people are in the Shuk a lot longer. So the Rif says, once you reach this Shir, V'rotza l'chabosa u'l'shtamesh l'ora harishus b'yado. So here you see, this is the marker for that din. So, I mean, the Mechaber, though, brings them both in. He brings down this din, right? That after 30 minutes you can be mechaber, but he brings down this other din of the she'iltos. That on the eighth day, you have to treat the nosos min hashemen kehuktzah lemitzvasa v'osa madura v'sarfo.
And there's no tonight. He doesn't mention tonight.
So there's a few answers. One of the Rishonim, Marie Avuhav, says as following, and it's really, you see it in the Lashon. I mean, he's not talking about the Mechaber, he's trying to reconcile the She'iltos with the Rif, but his answer really is in here in the Mechaber. Listen to the Lashon carefully again. Hanoser b'yom ha-shmini min ha-shemen ha-tzorich l'shir hadlaka. Okay? Which Shemen are we talking about? We're not talking about shemen that's left in the kit that you bought, or it's left in the bottle of shemen that you've been using. It's not even talking about shemen that you might have poured in that's over and above the 30 minutes. He's talking about he starts here, Anoser b'yom ha-shmini, but if you remember the lashon of the shilta started out im kafs of a hosir shamna mosif elav yom sheni. And Shlishi, and so on, until Shmini, where you don't have that option of being Mosif. What's the scenario here? What's the Hechatimsa? Im Kafsa, meaning this was Shemen that was supposed to be used for the mitzvah. Shemen that was supposed to be used for the mitzvah. So he says, Mari Avav Zatzal Perish, Rabbeinu Mairi, Behosi Mishir Hadlokasa Gamkein. Bahasha Kotzef Harif, a riff that you're allowed to use it. You have to allow to have Hanoi after the 30 minutes. Myri Beferus She'eino Makze Yosef Me'Kashir. Okay, so however that works out, but Eino Makze Yosef Me'Kashir. The only amount that was Huktza was the Shear. But even according to the riff, if you're dealing with Shemen that was Huktza LeMitzvaso. So let's say, again, it blows out after 20 minutes. Even the Rif would agree that shemen then could not be used for something else. That shemen is huktzah l'mitzvah.
Is there something like hidur mitzvah after 30 minutes?
What does hidur mitzvah mean?
That you put in oil that it will
last longer. Lasts longer?
Is that a hidur mitzvah?
You know, the definition of hidur mitzvah, usually we say zek keli van vehu, hidur mitzvah has to be part of the mitzvah. Remember by Rabbi Lezer, the Mila is where they have a whole discussion. So, you know, tzitzin she'enun ma'akvin, when the moel removes certain of, because the priya removes certain of the arla, so there are tzitzin, Don't ask me. I don't know exactly what they are. But let's say it's little pieces of skin left over.
Tissue tags.
Tissue. Oh, is that what you call them? Tissue tags. So some tzitzim are ain ma'akvin, meaning these tissue tags are not ma'akev the mitzvah of milah. So on a Thursday, if I'm doing the milah, so the moel goes back afterwards and he cleans things up. But on Shabbos, there's a big nafkamina. Shabbos, the only thing that you can do is the mitzvah of milah. All right? So if it sits in Shein Ma'akvin on Shabbos, you can't go back. So again, what's considered hidur mitzvah? So it may be if it sits in Shein Ma'akvin might still be considered hidur mitzvah. If you want to say that's part of the mitzvah, then maybe even on Shabbos you could go back. That's where the whole discussion is. So your question is, that's what I don't know, is letting it light. So I let it light for 4 or 5 hours. Or even have an electric menorah. Is there any kiyum mitzvah? Never mind hidur mitzvah. Sure, there's a kiyum mitzvah. I mean,
hidur mitzvah by the number of candles and the number of individuals.
Right. So that's Mahadrin.
Not by duration.
Well, you're right. Our discussion, Mahadrin or Mahadrin min Mahadrin, is what you just said. But so you want to say that duration, there is no concept of hidur mitzvah. That's his question, essentially.
Right. It doesn't appear.
You're correct. It doesn't appear. So I it does not appear. You're right. But that's why I'm thinking, could there be any hidur mitzvah beyond that? Maybe as far as beyond the fact that it doesn't appear, the whole discussion here, because if what I said is correct, that a hidur mitzvah min hadin has to be part of the ikar mitzvah, then you can't have this whole din of the rift that's mentioned in the mechaber, that after 30 minutes I can be mechaber, it's mutl shtamish l'ora, you follow? In fact, that might be a good raya, that there is no hidur mitzvah in duration. This might be a good raya. You follow? Now, is that no hidur mitzvah me'ikar hadin? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's not a kiyum of pirsum haneis. You know, I saw a car driving down River Road with a menorah on it. It can only be a Chabad guy, you know. Or on Route 4 today at the BP, the big menorah right outside on Route 4. Okay? So is there any kiyum to that? There must be a kiyum of pirsum haneis. If you make a birchas haroa, you know, the birchas haroa is that if I have minyot the mitzvah myself and I don't have the ability to be yotz yet, but I see Neros Chanukah outside, somebody else's, I can make a bracha. Mm-hmm. I don't think you make a birchas haroa in any of these scenarios, right? Right, so that's the way we understand it, but that eliminates, look, Chabad, Kvodom, Bimkomo, Omeit, but or according to the strict understanding, and the Rav used to say this, Neri Shabbat. So somebody asked me, somebody left to Israel, I think, tonight. So she asked me, it was a 2 p.m. flight, you know, so what do I do? So I said, you don't have a chiyuv because you don't have a bias. Okay, the din is Neri Shabbat. Because her son-in-law, learning in Israel, told her, you can't come, and you can't come on Hanukkah, you have to wait. I said, I don't think that's true. So that is a strict understanding, but what happens to all our Chabad lightings and they make it with bracha with Shem and Malchus? Or in the, listen here, the White House, by the way, it's very moving. If you go online, you can see there's a YouTube posting of the whole ceremony at the White House. And look, it is meaningful. It is meaningful. I mean, they have, you know, the kasha, the kitchen. This is thanks to Laura Bush. You know, I don't know if you know the whole story. But they kasha the kitchen, so it's everything is glatt kosher salmon, sushi. What else? There was one other, and probably must have had latkes. In other words, highest standards. We use glatt kosher today, meaning the highest of standards. Everybody, even your brother-in-law can. No, I'm sorry, I'm confusing Malcolm Holmline with your brother-in-law.
He was there.
He was there also. Okay.
Every year.
Oh, so he could eat there. He and Malcolm were able to eat there.
Right, so lucky that one.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just finish up the Torah. And all right. So where are we? So that's one answer here. Okay, of the Mari Avu Hav. Okay. Okay. And the one other answer, the Beis Yosef, is similar here. Beis Yosef Piresh the Rabbeinu, that's the Shiltas Mairi Bechafsa Lefnei Zmano. And that's what we really have been learning in his words all along. Okay, just to wrap things up, what did we say here? There's, we see that Neros Chanukah is different than other mitzvahs. And there's big nafkamina, because other mitzvahs, Tashmishay mitzvah, the Over HaMitzvah, then the Heft of the mitzvah is Nizrokin. By Neros Chanukah, by Shemin of Neros Chanukah, we see that's not din. But we have to be very medayek. By what Shemin? It's Shemin that was set aside for the mitzvah, and again, maybe you were maktzeh bepeh, all right? And it was shemen that was used within the 30 minutes, but for some reason was not fully consumed. So therefore, you have this unique din that on the eighth night, if something like that happens, osa madura v'sarfa b'bnei shehuktzeh l'mitzvasa. The other idea was that it goes. Not only is it a different type of Tashmishei Mitzvah, it goes beyond that, as the Rav explained, according to the Ran, that there is an element of Kodesh by the Mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah because of the similarity and the fact that it's patterned after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash.
Did you save the seventh for the next year?
Alpisvara. What's the answer?
Yes.
I'll be Sfara. Why not? No, but what's the assumption here? Again, why? Because you don't have a next night to use it. But if you can use it for the mitzvah, it's good. So the only thing is that Lemaisa, they say, we're afraid that you're going to keep it for next year and someone's going to come into the cupboard and end up using it just for Stam and Ner before the year, before next Hanukkah. Okay, this Vesach Mish.
No,
okay, yeah, okay, I hear you.
Even
all right.
Cars, after certain, you have to change your oil.
Oh, you're comparing that to the Shemin.
Same reason. I see it. Even if you don't use the car.
All right. So anyway, we're going to say Freilken Chanukah. What's left of it?
You donate your leftover wine to the bakery.
Well,
thank you very much.
Again, we.